Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Stephen, 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Winter has arrived in force in Kansas and across the United States. Bitter cold weather has taken hold of much of the northern United States and is expected to stay put for days to come. Forecasters warning of hypothermia and frostbite from Arctic air settling in over the central U.S. and spreading to the east. The National Weather Service reports International Falls and Hibbing, Minnesota, set record low temperatures Wednesday. In International Falls, the self-proclaimed ice box of the nation, the temperature plunged to 37 degrees below zero. While at Hibbing, it bottomed out at 28 below. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With temperatures in the 20s here early on, we'll actually find ourselves above freezing later on this afternoon. Some sunshine by late today with a high 39. Clouding back up tonight, our low in the upper teens, 40 for the high on Friday, but another blast of cold air will put us into the deep freeze for the last 2 days of the year. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Partly cloudy, 21 degrees, got a south wind at 8 miles per hour.
A high-speed chase with a man shot on the streets of West Wichita yesterday morning. Deputy Police Chief Troy Livingston says a resident saw mail being stolen, followed a man and a woman to a business on North Gilda.
The male suspect fired shots inside the business and then fired more shots outside at officers in the parking lot. Wichita police officers returned fire at the suspect, and we later learned the suspect was shot once in his lower jaw and have no reason to believe that that wound was self-inflicted.
Police say the suspect then stole a car, fired his gun at an officer near I-235 and Central, and swerved at an officer trying to put down stop sticks in the road at Maple and Meridian. Some reports indicate the chase reached speeds in excess of 80 miles per hour. The suspect crashed his car at Maple and Mays. He was arrested with the help of a police dog. All five officers involved in the shooting are veterans of at least 18 years with the department. Per policy, two of them have been placed on administrative leave during the investigation. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is looking into this case. The female suspect was arrested on North Gilda, and police say they are familiar with the male suspect who has a criminal history. He's identified as 21-year-old Elijah Martinez.
A Wichita motorist left a car running unattended for just a few seconds Tuesday morning, but that was just enough time for somebody to easily steal the vehicle. Police officer Paul Cruz says a police sergeant from the Patrol West Bureau spotted that stolen car Wednesday morning.
Located the Chevy Silverado at around 6 a.m. as it pulled into a parking lot in the 2800 block of West Central. The supervisor pulled in behind the vehicle into the parking lot, and after a short foot pursuit, the suspect, a 24-year-old male, was taken into custody without incident. The vehicle was recovered and returned to its owner.
Wednesday, another very cold morning, Wichita police responded to three calls of cars being stolen with their motors running unattended.
On Tuesday evening, crews were called to a house fire in southeast Wichita in a neighborhood near Pawnee and the canal route. Lieutenant Jose Ocades says heavy smoke and flame was coming from a detached garage at the rear of the home.
They were using a wood-burning stove in the garage, and also they had a campfire later in that evening time frame also that wasn't completely extinguished. We want to remind everyone the importance of any type of recreational fire to make sure that it is extinguished completely.
That fire was in the 2500 block of East Kincaid.
Kansas is delaying the launch of a new computer system for issuing driver's licenses.
The Department of Revenue announced Wednesday what it called a slight delay for the CAN license system that was supposed to launch January 2nd. The announcement came less than 2 weeks after a state audit raised questions about whether the system would be ready. The new system would replace a decades-old system that was initially to be deployed in early 2012. The department said the latest delay will be only, quote, a matter of days or weeks, and that the offices will remain open. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
After two terror attacks in 2 months, New York City is taking extreme precautions for New Year's Eve. Fox's Brian Lennis reports from Times Square.
We expect them to put more scrutiny on rental car and truck rental places in and around the city to prevent a vehicular terrorist attack. We also expect truck restrictions in and around Times Square to be more strict than ever before. Parking garages in and around Times Square, more of those to be shut down. And also, vapor wake dogs will be in place. They are trained specifically to sniff out bombs on people and in the air. There will be extra scrutiny on office towers and hotels overlooking Times Square. All of this on top of checking every single person who comes to Times Square, and all the trash cans and manhole covers will be either taken away or sealed in a 25-block radius.
A controversial mayor is denying White House aspirations, but making comparisons to past leaders.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio making an appearance in the early voting state of Iowa last week, leading some to think he may be considering a run for the White House. He's come under fire from members of his own party who say he's too progressive to get elected, but de Blasio doubled down by saying lots of strong leaders of the past have won against many of the same struggles he believes he's facing.
Every time someone tries something that doesn't work, it invalidates anything else they might do going forward. Well, tell Thomas Edison that, and Henry Ford, and, you know, tell Mahatma Gandhi. I mean, there's no leader who hasn't had setbacks.
De Blasio had told reporters before he spoke in Iowa that he's not running for president and will serve all 4 years of his second and final term in office. In New York, Mike Cantor, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:34, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And, it is entertainment, the blurred time now with Ted Woodward. And what would be better to talk about here as we head out of the 2017 than the Kardashians?
Why not?
Yes, the Kardashians.
Yeah, well, let's check in Christmas with the Kardashians, Conway's gift to his wife, Kim.
This year, Kanye chose paper over plastic when it came to gift giving at Christmas time. The rapper gave his wife some socks, a Disney toy, and oh yeah, lots and lots of paper.
Stock to Amazon, where he got the gift cards, stock to Netflix, stock to Apple, hence the little headphones, Adidas stock, and Disney stock.
Kim Kardashian posted the video on Instagram, and this enormous gift to Kardashian is yet another example of how rich they are. The family also broke with tradition this year. Instead of releasing just one photo at Christmas time, the famous family released 25 different pictures and rolled them out one at a time on social media. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
That sounded a little bit like my gift giving to my lovely spouse, Saint Shelley.
Yeah.
Lots of goodies, lots of stock. Things
right.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like beef stock?
Beef.
You can get that at Dylan's.
Beef stock.
Yeah.
Mm.
Let's take a look at actress Sutton Foster.
Okay.
Get a little closer there on Fox on Stage.
Fox on Stage. I'm Jay Metzler. Her Broadway success story could have been written by a Hollywood screenwriter. Leading lady falls ill, the understudy steps in, then walks, or in this case, tap dances away with the role, winning a Tony Award in the process. Another Tony would follow for Georgia native Sutton Foster. She's nominated every time she sets foot on a stage. Sutton Foster also stars in the hit TV series Younger. Season 5 starts taping in February, but her most important role's a new one. She and her husband adopted a baby girl in 2017.
I have moments of elation. We took her to see Santa for the first time in New York. We went to Macy's. She's only 9 months old, but I'm seeing the world through another pair of eyes.
That's Fox on Stage.
And let's get another up close. How about Danielle Bradbury and her new music?
Country singer Danielle Bradbury is making a reintroduction of sorts with her sophomore record, I Don't Believe We've Met.
When I did my first record, I was only 16 years old, and now I'm 21. So there's a huge gap that I wanted to figure out and really figure out who I am as an artist.
While winning season 4 of The Voice gave her a platform, she's learned it still takes a lot of work from there to build a career.
The Voice definitely prepped me on a lot of things and helped me just get used to singing on stage. stage, being in front of a camera, and so I'm very thankful for that.
She's also in an industry where a couple of years ago, a big spotlight was put on the lack of female voices on country radio. So as for where she feels that conversation has led...
I think it's definitely put a lot of attention on us and allowed us to have a lot of opportunities, and which I think is great. You know, hopefully everything will get to be leveled out.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Let's take a preview of what's going on the small screen.
A TV show featuring a history-making cast has been given the green light to FX. Pose, the dance musical from Ryan Murphy, stars Evan Peters, Kate Mara, and James Vanderbeek. It'll feature the largest transgender series regular cast, as well as the largest LGBTQ cast ever for a scripted series. Set in the 1980s in New York, the series juxtaposes the rise of the luxury Trump-era universe, the downtown social and literary scene, and the ball culture. World. Peters and Mara star as a Jersey couple who get sucked into the glamour and intrigue of the city in the 80s. It's slated to premiere on FX in the summer of 2018. The NFL has canceled the final Sunday night football game of the season. The reason? It's on New Year's Eve, and historically, no one watches TV that night other than watching the ball drop. And Mad About You, the NBC hit with Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt playing Paul and Jamie Buckman, is being bandied about for a reboot. That's Fox Tube on Fox News.
From the small screen to the big screen, how are things going for Hollywood?
It's not the kind of ending Hollywood likes to see. Box office revenues down 2.5% to just over $11 billion. The number of people buying tickets at a 22-year low. Blame it on bad original movies, lackluster sequels, and stiff competition from streaming services like Amazon, Hulu, and Netflix. Paul Dergarabedian is a senior media analyst with Comscore.
You have more content on more platforms available more than at any other time in our history. So while the movie theater experience remains singular and essential, it's not the only game in town.
Moviegoers now have more tools, internet buzz, and sites like Rotten Tomatoes with approval scores. In Hollywood, California, Claudia Cowan, Fox News.
By the way, it was 1 year ago that Debbie Reynolds passed away. Remember?
Yep. Yeah. Debbie Reynolds.
Wow. Well, she was 84, and she died just a day after her daughter passed away,
right.
Carrie Fisher, at the age of 60. Debbie Reynolds died a year ago today. What were people watching on TV over Christmas week? Well, a couple of TV funny ladies and a classic movie. According to Nielsen figures, popular shows included a preview episode of Ellen DeGeneres' new NBC game show and a vintage I Love Lucy episode on CBS. Also, a Christmas Eve broadcast of It's a Wonderful Life on NBC. It was NBC's most watched movie in more than a year. People are still tuning in to see It's a Wonderful Life. And football, of course. NBC had on NFL's Minnesota-Green Bay matchup, top-rated program for the entire week, Christmas week, Packers-Vikings. Not surprisingly, with George Bailey and pro football in their pocket, NBC was the most watched network of the week.
How about that?
Yeah. In fact, NBC has won 6 of the last 7 weeks as far as total viewers go. Well, you think fake news has been around, what, a couple years?
Fake news.
It's been around forever.
Okay.
100 years ago on this day, the New York Evening Mail published A Neglected Anniversary. It was an essay, very facetious, by H.L. Mencken.
Oh, yeah.
Supposedly recounting the history of bathtubs in America. He told about the first bathtub in Cincinnati in 1842. And he made other straight-faced claims as well, saying that Millard Fillmore was the first president to have a bathtub installed at the White House. Not true. Mencken was astonished when people took his tissue of absurdities seriously.
Yeah. He was a commentator.
And here we are 100 years later. Some people just do not recognize satire.
No, it's...
And that's exactly what that was. And they start taking things literally and...
And it just sounds...
And it's more true today than it ever has been.
Sounds awful, but I think the younger people today, they take everything literally.
Yeah.
They don't have any idea what to... When you're getting teased or kidded...
You can even go back to Jonathan Swift in the 1600s when he wrote that essay about stopping the food shortage by killing babies and eating them. That'll start. And then people did not realize that A Modest Proposal was satire.
Yeah, supposed to be funny, but they didn't take it that
some people
way.
Did not find it funny. Right. Well, let's finish with a couple of birthdays today. How about comic book creator Stan Lee? Spider-Man, The Incredible Hulk. Stan Lee is 95 today.
Yikes.
Let's get a little Stan Lee from The Simpsons.
Stan Lee! Or is it my imagination?
I'm your imagination. The real Stan Lee's over there.
Excelsior! But listen, as comic book guys go, you're trim, friendly, and quite a catch. But now, your opportunity is knocking.
Huh?
Don't let it slip by.
Can you help me?
I can only watch. I cannot interfere.
New radioactive man number one, please.
Come on, Nudnik, ask her out.
You're interfering.
Hey, I'm 90 years old. I can do what I want.
Yeah. Stanley. Stanley is 95 today. And a happy birthday to actress Nichelle Nichols from Star Trek.
Ah.
Lieutenant Uhura.
Oh, yeah.
Nichelle Nichols is 85 years old today. Here's some of Nichelle Nichols from the famous Tribbles episode of Star Trek.
Oh, it's adorable. What is it?
What is it? Why, lovely lady, it's a tribble.
A tribble?
Only the sweetest creature known to man. Except, and of course, your lovely self.
Oh, it's purring. Listen, it's purring.
It's only saying that it likes you.
Nichelle Nichols. Yeah. We'll have more tribbles, actually, on The Blur tomorrow, too. So
all right.
Stay tuned for that.
I like Uhuru.
I know you did.
A lot.
And, of course, she kissed William Shatner on the air on that show.
Uh-oh.
And that was a TV history moment.
You bet.
I believe it was the first interracial kiss on primetime television.
How about that?
Yeah. Happy birthday, Nichelle Nichols. She's 85 today. That's Entertainment News in the Blur, brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. They're right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. Pizza John's in Derby.
8:40 now, Steve and Ted, and coming up, we've got the Boeing orders better than last year's, the Wichita Business Journal coming up. Prairie Fire Coffee, if you're not drinking Prairie Fire Coffee at work, your boss doesn't love you.
Aha!
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.